a courtesy to recognize the two gentlemen from the Arizona State University who are responsible now in training these Navajo school board members. Two gentlemen are up here in the bleachers, Dr. Stout and Wayne Pratt. Please stand up and please sit down. Finally, I'd like to comment the authority of this type of school board organization. It is merely an advisory school board at this time, probably a function where they are the liaison people between the school and the community. However, we do have some authority in replacement of personnel in a school system, for instance, teachers, principal, or dormitory attendants. As you know, the Bureau of School is operated under the civil service regulations. This is why that they are fully in charge of the budget, originally hiring their professional people and firing or terminating their personnel. Twelve minutes is leading off the day class, son. Akere desteki pasilitida pajeti gete washu kambel tadanam taha nilgi halaitne ko ebitsida asanshi to asi ebitsido lehito basnada kala washu kambel ta inache kathiki civil service regulation Biget namas togi peso ni ke ultrai ke oi kato lehi kate kula kesila. Bada ultrai ni ni nito lehi kate kula kesila. Bada ultrai ni shahai nito kate kula kesila. Akon hei da shun tako eki ke ultrai. Now stay night, see to Ultra Gate Abitur, Wild Titanic and Nazza, Lashi Chimban, Jagita, Yakanyani, Nazza, when that just a good and low, Kahi Dashin to go to this for Eden and Kyogri. Akonaso, Bansakis, Banay, Ido, they think at the school for the men in civil service regulation, they own the street, had ever left. Kate do lasa pisan ko cho. Adan cho pan khe pot ni na khas la do le ki kai ki do le. Na ki ko na pan se ki do le. Na so na ba ki ki do le. Ala ki pe so ki te a ki a ka cho do ki ta si na. Ki a o ka ka do le. I'd like to, in conclusion, I'd like to state that there are two recommendations that that the board members should consider and probably recommend. One is that we have a continuous training in areas of, for instance, financing the school operation and the legal aspect of the school law under which schools operate. One of the echoes of the Tanigi, which has seen on the class in Ado, Dano Tsoi Kiena. Thank you very much.
You are the Nana Tela for Kevin of Jiso Leki, Ishi Yang, Ras Kunis, for a percentage.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, panel, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great pleasure to be with you this afternoon, to be from the part of the state, of course, to Gallup, still the United States. I had a few jokes that I talk about for the rest of the afternoon. There's a boy staying with his grandfather, and he keeps playing around. And the grandfather told him, says, listen, little boy, you do a lot of these hot things for the past few hours. He says, when Abraham Lincoln was your age, he was a smart boy. So this little boy just looked up his grandfather, and looked back up to him, and said a little later, says, grandfather, when Abraham Lincoln was your age, he was the President of the United States. I think a lot of the panels have been mentioned, what has been mentioned in this paper about education. I think the board members mentioned that 307 should be the one participation planning for these, the organization. The number one, what are the vehicle to carry the slogan? How shall we implication these programs to look forward to these in an education program? Secondly, I think the young people, college students, universities, and the high school should be involved in closing these generation gaps, making a bridge, communication back with their own tradition, and at the same time looking forward what we can be accomplished. How? The teachers, some of the panel can mention English teachers, that these are the things that has to be carried on to implement these kind of education for our youngsters. Number four, curriculum. We talk about the second language. We talk about the Indian education. We talk about the demonstration and the others. How we, as the people, the educators, to streamline these, to get into the midstream of American society on these youngsters. What I meant, professional educators were on the line of the freeway. We're the Indian educators, we're on the side of the freeway. How can we implement through our education in the mainstream of the freeway in American society? And again, the youngsters, the college, the university will bring about the curriculum. And then we should look forward. What are they? Are we talking about the second language and all through these United education? What are the things that has been done? The space age, the automation. The space world becoming mostly effectively now as you see it. The first time they landed on the moon, the second time they make it. Let me back up a little bit on this thing. 1940 and 1968, I was narrated on this person joining the ranks. So when he had it, from the White Sand, the up here in Black Mesa, Utah. And one colonel called me up at his headquarters. He says, are you not more afraid that the rocket can't be going to White Sand? No, this is really, he was real serious about it. And I said, no, we're not praying that. We don't care how the thing goes, but if you let it go, I guess you'll go through the navigable land into the White Sand. Are these the things you have to look for? These are things that set them out to go to meet them. To meet them, what I meant by on these curriculum is satellite idea machines. The machine today is downgrading muscle power, upgrading brain power. And this is what we're looking for. I think this is the things that we're looking for the freedom of valuable education. Because today, any industry in the United States, you can see nothing but machines. At a time, a lot of these industries have been going on. What will happen? What will bring in the 1980s? One of the panel is mentioned this afternoon, I think it's Watson. Who would materialize on what we talk about? I agree with 100%. Sure. I think these youngsters sitting in the front of college, universities, I think they will materialize an implication to these programs, what we're trying to put around on these meeting together, talk about it, and that these are the young people set up a pattern to involvement of these kind of meetings. If we involve in these kind of meetings, these new generations has the idea, has a plan to set some of these spaces world. I think these what we're looking for, the freedom of education. Looking backwards, we're not leaving behind these people. We're not leaving behind our traditional. We're glad we're in that. We're glad our heritage and tradition, what we have, religious and some others. These have to be kept as we go along, as we go along with this change of American society. To look at these things, how could we accomplish? Working as a unit, working as a group in the organization. In different agencies, different educational people, professional people, teachers, but we need the guidance from the Bureau, the college, and the universities. These are the kinds of things that what we need for our youngster generation to set a pattern of going, looking forward, to reaching our goal, to look forward, what's in that goal, to find it, what's in it. From there, it's their goal to find them for their own children, their grandson, their granddaughter, whatever it is, in the next generation. Fascinated, but all, be it out.